Kaya Biz.
Inside your business.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
Just after 6:45, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. The baseline on that promo, oh, gets me every time. But let us know. Share your thoughts and your comments and your feedback with us tonight, because we're shifting gears to talk all things entrepreneurship on Inside Your Business. As you would know by now, we always call for a robust environment of entrepreneurs. Why? Because they contribute to the growth of any economy. But more so in a country like South Africa, it's important that we do reflect on how those opportunities are extended to the youth. Yes, it's one thing to have graduated and have an idea and follow through with it, but there's an opportunity for grade 12 learners with a passion for entrepreneurship. Come a little bit closer to the speaker. Make sure you have a pen and paper in hand, because the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation has opened applications for its prestigious university fellowship program aimed at supporting entrepreneurs who have a passion essentially for building businesses, but they must be part of the matric class of 2026. Landi Mashilwane, fellow selection manager at the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation, joins us now to tell us more. Landi, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Kuku, and thank you to your listeners. Good evening.
Firstly, I must say you have a very tough job as a fellowship selection manager, because I can imagine that you search through, read through, analyze, unpack, interview so many candidates who take part in this amazing university fellowship program. So maybe talk us through that first, and then we'll unpack what the fellowship is and why it matters so much to the youth.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, with the talented country of the youth that we have, I mean, we get over 8,000 applications for us to be limited to just select 110. And we see day-to-day different backgrounds, kind of candidates that show potential in changing and wanting to change this country. So sometimes I get a bit disappointed when I watch the news and hear all the bad news. And when I look at my side of work and I see this amazing opportunity that is there. Mm-hmm. And also then to actually then shortlist those individuals, you know, stage by stage, to say, sorry, unfortunately for this part, for this year, you are not able to make it. It makes it quite a difficult one. And because also we make it such a robust process for us in terms of our selection, it is quite a big job for us as a team overall.
Oh, I can imagine. A tough one, especially giving those calls to delegates. But we'll touch on that a little further. What I'm also keen to tap into is the rich history of the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation, because this started back as early as 1984 to actually support black enterprises by Mr. Gray himself, right?
Yes. So with Mr. Alan Gray, our visionary, he had this opportunity, even, as you said, you know, in 1984, he wrote a letter to the previous government to start an opportunity in investing in educating and also developing individuals in entrepreneurial, with who shows entrepreneurial potential in this country, and particularly young black individuals. So this shows how forward he was looking at this opportunity, how visionary he was with this, and we've seen this, and we're glad that it's been 20 years. We've seen an opportunity. We've seen a lot of our students going through the process and becoming significant individuals in the community, and not just in this country or the continent, but in the world. So it is something quite something that we want to achieve, to celebrate. But also it is part of, as an Alan Gray Orbis Foundation, we are a member of the Ellen and Jill Philanthropy as well, which does amazing work throughout the globe.
100%. Talk us through this fellowship in particular. It's open to matriculants, but they also need to show up and put their best foot forward in terms of the entrepreneurship innovation that they're able to share. Who are you looking for? What helps them qualify? And maybe you can also share highlights of, you know, phenomenal entrepreneurs you've interacted with in the past.
Yes. So as you said, it's a very, very competitive pool. As I said, you know, we get over 8,000 applications. We use a multi-hurdle approach, so which means that we go through the application form assessment, which we've gotten feedback that it's a long form. It's about 16 pages or so. And so what I need to emphasize also to the learners and the parents that are listening, it's different from a scholarship. It's different from also any bursary that's out there. It's a lifelong opportunity. That's why we take so long. You know, our processes start just now with our application with our campaign in February. And it ends when you get your results shortly, just before Christmas. We don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But what we are looking for is individuals who really believe in transforming this country, their own lives, but the community around them as well. And these individuals must show academic potential and entrepreneurial potential. And it's important for me to highlight that when you mean entrepreneurial potential, it does not necessarily mean that they must be already running a business, that they must be already making money. But it's someone who does see an opportunity, who is curious, who wants to see change in their community. And they've done this in different ways. And that's not only isolated in just the making money. So when we look for that individual, they must be able to change the country, not just in the economic state, but also socially as well. They must be under the age of 21 in the current year. They must be a South African citizen. But I must mention that we do have our sister entity in Namibia that does take in Eswatini, Botswana, and Namibian candidates as well. The minimum requirement for pure math must be at 60, and then if they're doing math literacy, it must be at 80%, and we are looking at final grade 11 results. Then the minimum average must be 70 for their final results, which excludes life orientation. We support any degree with the exemption of medicine, veterinary sciences, or dentistry, and we partner with 11 universities across the country. Our offer is not purely, you know, fund needs-based in terms of funding, but when we offer it, you do get allocated based on your household income as well.
Got you. And maybe let's unpack that a little bit further, because some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, well, I need to be entrepreneurial in my thinking, but yeah, I can also be in ideation phase here. So give us some context around previous participants and the amazing solutions they brought to the fore that got them selected.
Yes, so we've had amazing individuals through the program, and we've seen them showcase their talents throughout. And so, as I mentioned, it's important that it's not someone that has already started a business, but we do want those individuals. So you have your examples like your Kula ecosystem, which is also co-founded by one of our candidates. And these individuals are just looking at empowering farmers with innovative tools to overcome long-standing barriers. We have individuals as well like Tandega Mkaba, who is a managing partner in Digital Africa Ventures. And this is an individual who's female, and we know that, you know, there's less representation in that space. So she is really pushing for that change. We also have Go1, which is one of our unicorns in not only in the country, but in the continent, which we are proud of, which is by Melvin Gubeka. And also on the social side, we have individuals like Ketiwe Foundation, which helps individuals around GPV. Recently, they've started an initiative around helping young boys to manage, you know, how they interact in society. So, then another exciting one. You may all know Kawekazi Mazimeli, who's 25 Miss South Africa, who's also one of our fellows. So there's a vast, diverse community where of like-minded individuals who serve our society in different ways and have gone out to do amazing things in society.
I see that. And just looking at the 20 years of impact, the videos, the conversations, Kiara Ba, yeah, also one of the participants and beneficiaries of the fellowship, people who are making a tangible impact in South African society, or at least hope to do so within their young age. Anyone who's listening, I've got a nephew who's in matric and he's already overwhelmed by the workload, but he's getting there. I can imagine they're probably thinking, ooh, the entry process must be rigorous. So talk us through, as you've mentioned, you use grade 11 results, but talk us through the entry process and what they should prepare themselves for.
So what's important is, and I will always say this to different to applicants, is that firstly, we are looking for you. So we don't have this is a look of a fellow or an applicant.
That's listening right now, as long as you're in matric, you're who we want.
As long as you're in matric, qualify, do apply. And also, you have three stages to showcase. So, and we do this purposely. So the first one would be the application form where you write about yourself. What's important here is that you must understand as an applicant that a landlord does not necessarily know you. The assessor behind does not know the superstar that you are at your school, the initiatives that you've done. So don't shortchange yourself. You must fully write about everything that you've done and also be proud, because there is this thing of when we say, I did this, you know, I'm being boastful. But if I did it, I did it. And I should not be shy about it. And sometimes it sells our candidates short around that. So they need to be able to write fully about themselves, be clear, and to know that this application is about them. They'll have an opportunity then to tell us about themselves during the shortlisting process of the interview, giving the examples that they've been through, you know, through their high school life. And then the exciting one for us is that it's not just an assessment space where they show us about themselves. When we take them to camp, we fly everyone to Joburg for them to showcase who they are within an assessment space, but also it also allows them to also learn more about entrepreneurship, the concepts around entrepreneurship, and whether they make it or not, they will have built something around those concepts and the community of like-minded individuals and still reconnect when they meet at university.
Oh, definitely. I think so stunning that there's a sense of community, right? Camaraderie and partnership to make sure that these entrepreneurs and young South Africans can actually collaborate and partner and really forge long-term partnerships and relationships. Has that been the case in previous experiences?
Yes, there has been. And, you know, what has also been interesting is that when you look at the stats, entrepreneurs in our country start usually professional around after 45 or so, but we have been lucky to see even from our high school program, which is a scholarship, where that entrepreneurship bug has already bitten them. And also what we say is that with our long-term orientation, we're not looking at people starting their businesses now. People can venture into corporate, they can become entrepreneurs in that space. The most important thing is how then they instill the entrepreneurial mindset in their spaces. And we've had stories also of individuals that we haven't actually, who haven't been really successful in the application, but have gone out in terms of after camp, but they've used those skills to also partner with our own students and make impact. So it's really, really a long-term orientation, and we are, after the 20 years, have seen good benefit from that.
100%. So we know who we're looking for. Matriculants, sign up, make sure you log on and register. You've mentioned the application process, which essentially starts off in a three-phased approach, discussing and sharing insight about yourself. And from there, there'll be other ways that you need to substantiate your entry. But give us clarity on the deadlines and also how to apply.
Yes, so we encourage online applications. So you can go on www.ellengrayorbis.org, www.ellengrayorbis.org, where you can do your online application, or you can do a physical application. So you can download a physical application from there. It has all the details of where you can drop it off, but we strongly encourage that you do the online. We close on the 30th of April, but what we always advise is that at least give yourself 3-4 days to complete that application form, because it really pushes you to reflect on yourself, to really reflect on what you want to share with us. So it's not something that you can just quickly do on the 30th. So we do strongly advise that you do it way before.
100%. To make sure that we actually guide everyone accordingly, I am on your website. I do see that there is a link that says programs, and there's a wide variety of programs one can select from. Do we click on fellowship as the correct one?
Fellowship is the one.
100%.
And also we are on our social media, on different social media platforms as well, through the Ellen Gray Orbis Foundation.
Perfect.
That's to provide information.
Oh, and I see, I can't even try. It will ask for your ID number. Ha.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You know, you and I, our time has passed.
Our time has passed. Oh, man. Landi, this is a wonderful initiative, and well done. All the best to you and your team, and we'll continue sharing the message with many of the matriculants in South Africa. They've got 21 days to apply, so certainly not going to leave it till last minute, but strong encouragement for many grade 12 learners. If you have a passion for entrepreneurship, you don't even have to have started building a business. Maybe you still want to work in a corporate space, but this is an opportunity for you to actually get the necessary support through mentorship, through funding, through partnership, and also just now starting to grow your network by meeting a wide variety of peers and colleagues from different parts of the country who will be studying at different institutions and key courses that are part of the criteria of the fellowship that you can all participate in. Landi, such a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kuku, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you, Landi Mashilwane, Fellowship Selection Manager at the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation. If you are in matric, make sure that you have a read-through, sign up, register, participate, apply. This is really an opportunity that is at you in your hands and one that you can definitely follow through with. So to all the parents, uncles, aunties, godmothers and fathers, even the cousins, share and spread the message. AlanGrayOrbis.org. Click on fellowships under the programs, and there it will direct you to create an account. It asks you for your ID number. So if it starts with 80 something, 90, it's not going to work. And from there, you're able to follow through with the application process. It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Get in touch, share your views. You are far too quiet. I know there's many of you that are listening. So Uput Sydney, SS Duma, Temba, not forgetting a few of our ladies that also share through, send through their voice notes. We really, really want to hear from you, especially given that we're discussing all things to do with the supply chain environment tonight. It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, 46669. T's and C's apply. Program